You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a very pleasant good morning. Hello, one and all. Happy weekend. It is 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome once again to Garden America, welcoming those who are streaming us worldwide. And, of course, those of you on Facebook Live who are watching us here in studio, thank you so much for joining us. Tiger Palafox to my right, John Bagnasco to my left. Great show lined up today. We are happy, raring to go. John is tan, rested, and ready. Tiger, you're
he was
always tan,
rested, and ready last week.
You're
too.
Always rested.
Are you vacationing again?
In his backyard.
You know what's funny is I'm watching you on Facebook, Brian.
Yes.
And it looks like you're chewing.
Really?
Because yeah. There's nothing coming out of his mouth?
You know what that is? That's TMJ.
Is it?
Probably. I grind my teeth a lot. I'm not sure I want to be seen now. You've embarrassed me. People are going to be looking at me going, you know, John is right. Why is he doing that? I'm looking at you on Facebook and looking good. We should probably get started, huh?
Yeah.
We need some rain, guys.
Yeah, you know, it's been very... We had a lot of rain early in the year, and then nothing, right? We had record
so far,
rainfall.
Nothing. October.
So
October.
Far, nothing. I heard that there's a La Nina out in the ocean, Pacific Ocean.
La Nina is feminine, right?
Yes.
The little girl,
as opposed to La Nino.
El Nino.
Yeah.
The little girl is dry and cold.
That's not good.
No,
that's not good at all.
Not for us.
So we do need rain. So,
however, the last time they said there was that monster El Nino was 2 years ago, right? And
right.
We didn't get any rain at all.
Nothing happened.
And then last year,
there was supposed to be no El Nino, and we got more rain than we've had in a long time.
We got drenched. I'm just wondering if the reservoirs have enough rain to get us through this drought. You know, if enough has been stored up.
Oh, yeah, the first year, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should be fine. So what does that mean to those who are living in those dry areas? What obviously water more.
Right. And also you have to consider one of the things I think John mentioned this a few weeks ago that people don't always consider is those large established plants, those large trees, those large hedges, because over drought years, they use up the water table down below.
Right.
And those large trees and shrubs usually can tap into it with ease and not need a lot of water. But after 3, 4, 5 years of drought, maybe 1 year of rain and then another year of drought, the reservoirs down below are gone, and you'll start to see those big trees, those big hedges show effects now. So this is the time of year when you have to watch out for that. You've got to make sure to give them a bit of supplemental water, and also one of the things keeping them healthy keeps the bugs away. So, I know late in the second hour, we're going to be talking to John Valentino with John and Bob's Soil Optimizer, which will also be something that people want to consider to keep the plants healthy and strong through these times of year.
Yeah, his products do a lot, almost everything. Whatever your problem is, whether it's hard soil, whether it's getting more moisture into the ground, he'll be the one to talk to, and he's on hour number two, John. Of course, you know that.
I do know that because I do the newsletter. Hey, we had a posting here on Facebook, and Betty from Northern Arizona said that it's starting to get cold up there.
Well, as somebody who went to school in Flagstaff myself, yes, this would be the time of year where you're looking at snow and freezing temperatures.
Well, her question is, will her rosemary survive the winter?
Well, she'd have to bring it inside, wouldn't she?
Well, it depends how cold it is. My grandmother used to grow rosemary outdoors year-round in Detroit, Michigan.
But she did something to protect it, I'm sure.
Yeah, my grandfather used to build a little, he had some old windows. You know the old wood windows?
Right. One
of those called sashes or something?
Right, that gave you no insulation at all?
Yeah, but he would build almost like a little greenhouse around the rosemary, which was right up against the house. So it had some protection from the house and then the little bit of extra heat. So if you give it some protection, Betty, it should be able to survive the winter.
Okay. It does get cold there, John. It's like living in Michigan.
Yeah.
It gets real cold.
Well, Michigan was snow.
It's Flagstaff is, too.
Right.
Lots of snow and cold temperatures.
And there's also, if you Google rosemary varieties on the Internet, there are some varieties that are more frost-tolerant or cold-tolerant than other varieties. So those would be the ones you want. Just like gardenias. You know, gardenias are tender plants. There's no way they're going to live in outdoors in a northern climate. But areas where you do get, slight freezes, there's one called frost-proof. So you can extend the area of the where plants will adapt a little bit more.
So, Betty, it would help to know what kind you have. But either way, John's suggestions, I think, are good
ones. With some protection, you should be able to get it to go through.
Okay. Do you see any other early
questions?
And, of
course, like you said, if you bring it indoors, if you have it in a container and you overwinter those indoors, it should work.
Do you see any other early Facebook questions?
No, do you?
I don't, but I'm sure we'll get some. And also, you can email John at GardenAmerica.com with your questions. And some people, still pick up the phone and call us at 855-424-9825. But the email and Facebook seem to be the most popular way to get an immediate answer. And you can also talk amongst yourselves on Facebook as well.
Do you know what happens on Monday?
Monday is December 4th. And is this some kind of changing of the season day?
No, it's my book is available for
what?
Your book is going to be officially available.
See this?
Well, why don't you show the people on Facebook? Show the listeners at home.
It's called Success with Succulents, and I wrote it with Bob Reed Miller, and it's available for order now on both Amazon and Walmart, and you can go and order it now, and they'll ship it out on Monday. But I thought this was interesting. Is on Friday, I went out and took a look at Amazon to see it being offered. And I found that there was about 50 used copies available.
Oh, right. Wait a second.
At discount prices.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Used copies Uh-oh. Already.
Yeah.
But it's not available yet.
It's not even out.
Well, Amazon, you could pre-order on Amazon as of a couple of months ago, right?
Right.
But
now you order and they'll ship it right out. But you can also get a discount copy from one of those used vendors.
That's unbelievable. Okay, so Monday the book is officially
available. What happens
is
I'm thinking that the publisher sends out review copies.
That's what it is.
And
yeah.
if you get a lot of review copies of books, you don't really want, you just put them on Amazon and sell them.
Now, do you have the ability to read these reviews?
If there are reviews. There are two reviews already.
And what have they said?
One gave us a 4, the other one gave us a 5.
But that's out of 25, isn't it?
No, it's out of 5.
I'm kidding.
The one that gave us a 4 was actually the best review. And part of it was, I think, in Italian.
Well, I'd be interested to see what Deborah Lee Baldwin has to say about that.
Yeah.
I would go by her review.
You know, Deborah would just be nice, but my book is not as good as Deborah's book.
But it's a good book, John.
It is
a good
book.
I'm a little surprised you went into the succulent field, though, myself.
Well, I'm working on my fourth book right now, which will be about roses, polyantha roses.
There you go.
Yeah.
As the Rosarian you are. And you know, it's about time for the quote of the week here, and then we're going to tease our guest who will be joining us after the break. So let's get to the quote and talk a little bit about that.
All right. Well, you know, the article in the newsletter this week was about E.B. LeGrice, who was a rose breeder in the 60s and 70s and bred some unusual color roses. And that article's about him. So the quote of the week is a quote from him, and the quote goes, "To grow roses is easy. To grow roses well is not hard, but to grow the best roses demands and repays all the care and skill that we can lavish upon them." And that was E.B. LeGrice, Edward Burton LeGrice.
Edward Burton. That's how I know him by. Hey, you spoke of the newsletter earlier. People, very simple, if you don't get the newsletter, go to our website, gardenamerica.com.
That's right.
And then what do they do?
People sign up for it every week.
What do they do when they go to the website, John, on that homepage?
Upper right-hand corner, just put in your email address, and we'll send it out to you every Friday. Also, a word of warning is that we don't just randomly send this out. You have to sign up for it.
And we don't share the information.
Right. But if you unsubscribe, we cannot subscribe you again.
And I don't know how. I don't know why that is, but I've heard you say that before.
Yeah, I don't know why it is either.
So don't unsubscribe.
Yeah,
even if we send it, even if we forward it to them?
Yeah, you don't have to open it. And if you open it, you don't have to read the whole thing. It just comes out once a week
on
Friday.
But you should. It's a great newsletter.
Oh, yeah, we do have people that religiously read it every
week. It talks
about
upcoming guests. You have a featured article in there. People share pictures. We do encourage you. You can send us pictures for the newsletter. We can post them on Facebook. What's growing in your backyard, front yard? What kind of critters are you spotting? Anything like that. Okay, we are going to take a break. It is 16 minutes after the hour. Coming back after the break with our guest from Husqvarna. Is that right, Tiger?
Yeah, we're going to be talking with Jeffrey Espinosa from Husqvarna
about
some of the new fun tools they have.
All right, absolutely. And again, John at GardenAmerica.com or questions and comments, Facebook Live or 855-424-9825. Coming right back.
Hi, this is... environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 855-6619.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are so happy you've joined us this morning, whether you're streaming us or watching us on Facebook. Thank you so much. Giving you a kind of a preview of what the studio looks like here. John Magnesco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Pelafox. John@GardenAmerica.com, questions and comments. Also, Facebook Live, as we continue to monitor Facebook. And BizTalk Radio, 855-424-9825. Going to have fun today and learn a lot. Tiger, we've got somebody waiting with a lot of information.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be talking with Jeffrey with Husqvarna, because people think of Husqvarna and they think of a lot of products.
Number I think one, of a motorcycle.
I was going to say, number one, you know, gas-powered tools, yep. Motorcycles, all kinds of equipment. Years of experience in the industry, though.
Right.
Whether it's forestry, lawn and garden, they have a lot of experience. And believe it or not, they've been leading the industry also in some of these very unique battery-operated tools, whether it be the auto mower or some of their battery line tools.
Now, you say auto mower. We have one in the studio.
Yeah, and so excited to share more information about it. Jeffrey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing well. Hey, so we're really excited to talk to you today about some of the products. But let's start off with telling our listeners who you are and what Husqvarna is.
Great, yeah. So as your guest mentioned, we are a global manufacturer of outdoor power equipment. Husqvarna Group, under the parent company, has a pretty rich legacy of making things, everything from, as you mentioned, motorcycles. But we have a very long history of making things as far back as the 1600s when the company inaugurated making muskets for the King of Sweden. Throughout the different industrial ages, we morphed into a manufacturer of bicycles, into motorcycles. Obviously, the natural transition with a two-stroke engine led to a progression to make chainsaws. So a lot of guys who hear the name Husqvarna may actually find us in Joanna Fabrics sewing machine store as well. So we've gotten into appliances. If you actually went to Sweden, we have a dedicated museum to kind of showcase our company. We're kind of the pride of Sweden, I guess, next to IKEA as well. But it's a pretty cool company, and I work as a territory manager for Southern California, and I oversee our dealer network who sells our products.
I'm just blown away by everything you do, and going back to the 1600s, my mind just blew up right there. Where did the name Husqvarna come from? What's the origin of the name?
Actually, that's a great question. So Husqvarna is a Swedish term for house by the water. So there's an actual town in Sweden called Husqvarna, and that's where the company was birthed out of. Obviously now, as we've grown to be a major global conglomerate, our headquarters are in Stockholm. Our manufacturing plant and our place of operations is still there. So
awesome.
You can Google and research it, and you can kind of see what we're all about. I think we're one of the oldest manufacturers in the world, if you think about it. You know, over 326, 27 years is a pretty long lifespan. And the way we like to market ourselves now, because if you think about it, in order to survive that long, we've had to continue to reinvent ourselves. So I like to label us as the oldest startup in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it went from swords to two-stroke engines.
Yeah, and hey,
and now to robotics.
Well, let's talk about that real quick for a minute, and because you know people are going to look at this auto mower and they're going to say, "Oh, wow, this is new," but it's not new, right? You guys have been doing this for years.
Yeah, you'll be surprised to know that it's kind of been hidden from the American public, in part because of the culture and just the timing involved. But we have a really strong market presence in Europe. We've sold year to date over 1 million of these units in households all across Europe. So it's something we've been doing since the early 90s, and we're really excited to show the next progression, kind of leveraging some of the technology that we have accessible to us today, you know, with AI and things like that. So we're veterans at this.
Now, we've got one in the studio here. People watching us on Facebook can obviously see it. Am I correct in assuming that it's much like what the robotic vacuum cleaners do for people inside when they want to vacuum their rugs?
Yeah, you know, that's the first impression. That's what everyone thinks. And people are kind of wondering, does it collect the grass? And is there a little collection place for it? And it's – in face value, it does look like that, but it's not necessarily the best comparison. But it does bounce around, I guess, as you can say, the lawn, similar to the way a Roomba would. However, it's different in the sense that obviously it's a lawnmower. So a lawnmower is designed to cut grass versus suck up dirt.
John, you had a question?
Well, someone asked me a question.
On Facebook?
And I was telling him about it, and we do have a link on our website to a video where you can see how this works, right? If you go to gardentube.com, I think it's the very first video that's posted there. Mm-hmm. And you can see how this works. But this is someone who's had experience cutting lawns, and they said, so does this automatically cut off the tops of your sprinkler heads? So I guess that he wants to know, is it safe for sprinkler heads? Does it have to be set to a certain height, or how does it work?
You know, that's a great question. Obviously, that's something that our R&D guys had to take in consideration. There's a lot of other competitors out there that are trying to get into this space. Because we operate under a system that uses small blades, the amount of inertia generated to actually cut off a sprinkler head would be quite large. So there's some guys out there that use a single large blade, which essentially could be dangerous for objects in the ground. But I'll be able to connect a YouTube link. We've shown that we can put some plastic toys underneath the automower, and it actually hardly scratches a dent. So the way this
good.
Is designed is it's just enough force to cut the tip of a grass blade and nothing more. So it's enough to cut grass, but not enough to like chop off a finger. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's obviously it's relatively safe.
It's very safe. Yeah.
Okay.
So Brian, you can lay your towel out on the lawn and lay down and get a suntan and not worry about getting run over while those grass is being cut.
Watch it go back and forth and cut my grass.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
And yeah. I will tell people that we've have a display unit at the nursery with this running.
Oh, in Mission Hills?
In Mission Hills. And
wow.
It's out there for the public. We have a school nearby. Kids are constantly picking it up. Kids are bumping into it. People are grabbing it.
No
problems whatsoever. I lifted it up just a second ago to show the camera for Facebook Live to show what the blades are. They're little razor blades, and they actually get tucked in when it's not spinning. The only time that they're out is when it is spinning. And even so, like you said, if it hits a sprinkler, it folds back in real quick.
Huh.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Coming right back with our guest from Husqvarna. And again, questions by calling 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com, Facebook Live, questions, comments as well. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. This is Garden America, your Saturday morning as we step aside, taking a break, coming right back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618.
888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we thank you for joining us this morning on Facebook Live, however else you're listening to us. john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments, also right there on Facebook Live. And we are talking about not only today, but I think what the future holds in store as far as technology with Husqvarna, Tiger.
Yeah, robotic mowers.
Robotic mowers, wow. Right there, as you can see on Facebook Live.
You know, I was just thinking that my brother Dave lives in a palatial estate in Michigan.
He's watching right now, you know.
And I'm wondering if this, if he had one of these mowers, how what would stop it from going onto the golf course next door?
So,
and cutting the golf course.
Well, there's boundary wires that you can set, kind of like a invisible fence.
You can program it.
But it also has programmable, you know, GPS tracking and things like that, depending on the unit that you have. But Jeffrey, we got a question here that came across.
Sure.
And it says, what is the lowest setting to cut the grass, or is it set for one height? Will you get into some of the features that the auto mower has?
Yeah. So the model that you guys see there is our entry-level model, and we have different cutting heights for all of them. Obviously, with the larger units, you have kind of a greater range. The one that's displayed on the table right now is our entry-level 315. The cutting height is actually adjusted manually, where as you upgrade to the other models, those are handled with an electronic motor. As far as the cutting height, the smallest unit can go down to the first setting, I believe, is, 3 inches of cutting height. We have to convert that because this is a European model. We oscillate between inches and the metric system. So I believe the setting is at 3 inches for the shortest cutting height on that.
Okay. And, you know, there's some other features that people need to know. I mean, I mentioned that you put down a boundary wire to kind of keep it corralled, so to speak, in the spot. It goes back to a docking station where it charges.
By itself,
obviously. By itself. And also, this can be done, this can go out in the rain. This can go out at night. It kind of is, you set it once and you walk away, and then it just takes care of your lawn for you. And the benefits are is it mulches the product, it mulches the clippings, so that's healthier for your lawn. And then also one of the things we talked about yesterday with Jeffrey and another rep named Nick is that if you have weeds that are seed weeds, you know, dandelions and things like that, it prevents them from getting tall enough to reproduce seeds, which is a good thing because people don't mow their lawn for a week. Dandelions grow. They get seeds.
Right.
They put them back in the lawn. And it's just an endless cycle. If you can stop the cycle by not allowing them to flower, you get less weeds in your lawn.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, so Jeffrey, a little bit more. We're going to move over into the battery tools.
Okay.
And I brought some in with me today to let you know what I have here. I have the 436 LIB blower. And
not the 436.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to get nomenclatures, but I'll explain how those things work.
And then the 136 LIL, the trimmer, line trimmer.
Okay. Yeah, just in terms of the numbering, it's more for categorizing our product. For the nomenclature, 400 series unit is generally designed for the commercial end user, so someone who's going to be using our products for professional use, not to say that this isn't accessible to the public at large, but it's engineered and designed for full-time use in that sense. The 115 trimmer is our consumer trimmer, and that's a unit that's within the price range for someone who's going to be not having to use that, you know, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. As part of their profession. So the 115 is a great product for someone who's looking to
look at taking care of their garden without having to deal with the hassle of gas-powered products.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and take this. Oh,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeffrey.
I was going to say that some of the cool features about this trimmer is the fact that, you know, we really like to cater this to someone who doesn't want to have to hassle that. So oftentimes it could be a lady who doesn't want to have to fill their gas-powered product with gas and have to pull that cord. You know, this is a simple press and play, and it's telescopic, so you can actually adjust the height on that.
Yeah, so I have it here in my hands, and, you know, it's pretty cool. I'm going to show everybody that's watching Facebook Live on how it works, but basically there's a power button that you push, and it gets a green light, and it's on, and then it's got a trigger, and all you do is press the trigger down, and it begins to spin.
Oh.
John got a little scared.
But, I knew you were going to do that.
But check this out. We're inside a radio station right now,
right,
and we've got a weed trimmer here that has – it's very powerful weed trimmer. And you just press it, and can you hear that across the radio at all? Are the mics picking that up?
Oh, yeah.
And that's it running. Very quiet, very easy to use, very lightweight. We're not filled with gas fumes in here in the studio or anything like that. And, you know, just an easy-to-use product. And so it's really neat to kind of see something like that, because I think other battery tools sometimes just don't have the power.
Right. Well, that's very strong, you can tell.
Oh, these ones definitely have the power. And easy batteries, you just throw into a charger, charge it for a few hours, and then it's good to go.
I was just thinking I would really like one of those until he mentioned that he designed it for a lady. Now I don't know.
Well, I think the ease of use in people who might get a little older and don't have as much fortitude to get out there and take care of their lawn and their garden. These are great products for them. Would that be a good assumption,
Jeff? I don't fit the lady category, but the older with no fortitude, that fits me perfectly.
Well, the other thing, too, is as you guys mentioned, there's a lot of benefits, but also I think there could be concern because, as you know, this is kind of new. Battery products may be a little bit more expensive up front than the traditional outlet of using gas. However, when we look at the cost of ownership, and we could provide, you know, graphs for this, but the cost of ownership is actually far more economical, because what we're trying to do is to show a comparative analysis in terms of performance, you know, for the runtime of a trimmer like that to, you know, a full tank of gas for another trimmer. And what you come to realize is that when you reload and recharge a battery unit, you're only looking at an economic cost of 3 cents per charge, where having to fill a tank of gas could be as much as $3.
$4 now.
Yeah, here in San Diego.
$4, yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Now, how long to get a full charge? How long to get a full charge?
That's a great question. So we have a battery charger out there. I don't know if Tiger has a
not an
example
charger
one there,
right,
but
now.
We have a variety of different batteries, and so those will dictate kind of the charge time. But you're looking at an average about 30 minutes. So the idea here
is
to be able to get more runtime. Yeah, more runtime out of the actual recharge time.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you have to leave it overnight or something. Like
and
a lot of equipment.
And we use some of their products on our lawn maintenance crews, and they'll do 10 properties in a day. On some of the bigger batteries.
On one charge.
Wow. Yeah, it's really amazing. Hey, and so let's move on real quick to the blower here. I wanna get the blower over here, because a lot of people look at a battery powered leaf blower and they just feel there's not enough gust to be able to kind of really make it work. And also,
you're gonna disprove that by blowing everything off my console.
I'm gonna blow you away.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to be blown away.
But tell us a little bit about some of the blower benefits here when it comes to the battery products.
Right, Jeffrey. Right. So, number one, when we're talking about battery, you're looking at two major advantages, especially, you know, if you're thinking about this for commercial use. You're looking at a significant reduction in noise. So the traditional gas blower is pretty loud. And so, you know, with the actual measurement of decibels, you're looking at least half the sound that it outputs. And secondly, the other advantage obviously is the emissions. But what we're trying to do is to be able to create the same amount of CFM, so that's the cubic feet of air blowing out. And we've been able to have this blower perform to a comparable blower that is actually a backpack blower that we make for our customers. So the key advantage here is the fact that you can have something that's emission-free, is quiet, and also is pretty compact and light. The traditional gas-powered unit is going to be significantly heavier as well. So this is something that's compact, it's readily usable, it's quiet, and it's emission-free. There's going to be a lot of cities out there moving in that direction. And
I think I need one of those.
Hey, Jeffrey, we're going to take a break real quick, and when we get back, we'll wrap up and finish up talking about some of these amazing tools you presented us with today.
And a lot of people on Facebook Live right now asking questions. I know Nick's been answering some of those questions, so, hey, that's the way to do it. Thank you so much. We are going to take a break, as Tiger mentioned, here on BizTalk Radio, 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers, they're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just like that, we are in our final segment, but continuing with a few last-minute questions, Tiger.
Yeah, so one of the things before we left for the break, we were talking about the leaf blower, that the battery operated one, and one of the attributes that Jeffrey was mentioning really popular with is the noise, the decrease in noise while blowing. And you know, I have one here in studio. I'm going to go ahead and just do a, you know, that's a very powerful blower, but you could barely hear it.
And we're inside of a studio, so when you're outside, the noise is much less.
Exactly. So, you know, beyond like what Jeffrey was mentioning, these tools work. Mm-hmm. They actually do a great job. It's huge because you don't have to worry about gas, and you decrease a lot of the noise pollution. That's a big problem in our cities nowadays with all the people using all these gas powered.
We got
tools.
People on Facebook saying, "I wish I had a lawn just to use all these." Just to use it all. You had a question about a chipper, didn't you, John?
Well, we had someone on Facebook, I believe, wanting to know if they made a chipper also, which I don't know.
Jeffrey, are you still there?
Did we lose
Jeffrey? No.
There you go. Hi, Jeffrey. Okay. Not at this moment. No chipper yet, right?
No.
Okay. Eventually, you got to keep reinventing yourselves. There you go.
I know. We have a plethora of products. If you're interested in trying to find exactly our entire product portfolio, you can take a look at our website. We make everything from zero turns, chainsaws, obviously, that's our flagship product, all the outdoor power equipment products that you would probably find. But some of these niche items are a little bit more specialized. So some of the manufacturers have gotten to that, but we haven't. I think we've kind of stuck within our wheelhouse in that sense. We do make log splitters. So if you're out in the mountains, we do manufacture a log splitter.
All right. Hey, so Jeffrey, thanks for joining us this morning. Before you leave us, you know, I know that we've been sharing some of the different websites on our Facebook live feed. So for people that are listening now and then want to find out more information, you can go to our Facebook live show and look at the comments. It's what is it? www.huskvarna. That's HUSQVARNA.com is their main website, and that'll take you to all their product line. Where else could people kind of go? You guys sell to a lot of lawn maintenance, equipment companies all over the country.
Right.
Are there any other kind of places you send people for more information?
Well, that's a great starting point. Husqvarna actually has provided an opportunity for customers to locate servicing dealers. So on our website, there's a tab on the top right that says find a dealer. So we partner with companies like yourselves to kind of service the population.
So for anyone who's looking for a local servicing dealer, you can find our products through our website there. Now, we also sell some of our products in some of the larger mass channel areas like the Lowe's stores. So you can look at Lowe's and see some Husqvarna products there as well. But for some of these really specialized items, you're going to have to go through a servicing dealer. And in that sense, you're going to find us on our website and then click on the Find a Dealer Locator tab and just put in your zip code and you'll find all the servicing dealers in your local area.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a good rest of the weekend. And you're off to an event right now, a tree trimming event, correct?
Yeah, there's a tree trimming event in Escondido today, it's a competition. So we have a bunch of arborists that are using our products, and there's a series of events that revolve swinging through tree branches and cutting tree branches, and it's a pretty fun deal.
All right. Well, have a good time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Do appreciate it.
You too, guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, all kinds of fun toys still here in the studio, which you have to take back with you, Tiger.
Well, it's either that or I'm going to scare John with them constantly throughout the rest of the show.
Just when he least expects to turn one on.
Exactly. Right next to his ear.
I definitely am going to get one of those blowers. I told you
yours that. Yours does no good, you said, right?
No, and horses moved in across the street.
Horses?
Wow.
Yeah.
Into that pasture right there? They let them in there?
11.
11?
11 horses.
Oh, my gosh.
So the dust is just constantly.
Oh.
I mean, you take a look at my car, you think I just don't wash it for months, but it's from coming from across the street.
I don't remember the property across the street. Obviously, it's big enough to have horses.
Well, it was just an open field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's got horses and sheep.
And sheep?
And sheep. Not in the same pens, but.
Oh, no? I wonder if they would share the same area.
So obviously where you live, you're basically living in farm country, right?
Yeah.
You can have anything.
All of a sudden.
Horses, sheep. You're going to have goats, chickens, everything else moving in.
Chickens I wouldn't mind. We used to have chickens next door.
I think you ought to get back into chicken business.
I think the coyotes ate all the chickens that were next door, though.
Didn't you have some, what they call them, penguin ducks or something?
Those were Indian runner ducks. That was a long.
You ever seen an Indian runner duck?
No, I remember him talking about them though, and they were fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, they stand up like penguins and
kind
of run that way.
Yeah,
they are kind of cool.
That's very cool.
But anyway, no animals in my house right now, just plants.
And no animals were harmed in the broadcast of this first hour.
That's right.
You want to mention that as well.
So a few radio hosts came close to being harmed, but right now, no problem.
You have all your fingers left. Don't worry. Just a couple of minutes to the break, top of the hour, John. Are you noticing any Facebook questions or email questions we could address quickly?
No, because I can't do anything quickly on Facebook, but you guys might be able to come up with something there.
Well, there were a lot of questions about the tools and, you know, some different details, and it was nice because Nick, who is one of the other Husqvarna reps, was online at the same time answering a lot of those things. And the wonderful thing that I think Husqvarna does for their products is there's a ton of information out there with YouTube videos and tutorials on how to use them. So as you mentioned, John, you want to get a blower, and you know, finding that information is really easy to be able to find out, you know, where to get them, what you kind of need, and how to use it down the road, because beyond just the basic use of these tools, there's a lot of good tips. Like for instance, one of their weed trimmers, and I don't know if anybody else has had this problem, the battery ones, it revolves clockwise, but you can also, just with a flip of a button, make it go counterclockwise. And it's for that time when you're trimming an edge in a lawn, and maybe you guys are looking at me just
I'm with you. I'm following
but you. But it kicks out debris into the sidewalk or in an area that you have to sweep up afterwards, where if you can change the direction of the trimmer, you can kick it into the bed or the lawn area. And I thought that was a huge benefit because that saves me from having to go back afterwards and do a lot more cleanup. I thought that was pretty neat.
It is neat. And I'll tell you what else is going to be neat. The second hour coming up in about 6 minutes after as we continue with our Facebook Live. Stay right with us. Tell your friends, tell your families. The more viewers, the better. John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John at GardenAmerica.com. We're going to take a break. News coming up on many of these fine BizTalk radio affiliates. We are coming back at 6 minutes after. Do stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.